This is month two, day 26. All right, the crucifixion of Jesus, the center of the whole Bible, is today. We're going to read the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to be the trial before Pilate and then crucifixion. Mark chapter 15. Are you ready? Very early in the morning, the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. That's the Roman leader in Israel. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. The chief priest accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they're accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom of the feast to release a prisoner who the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release you to you, the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to them. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "But why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But the crowd shouted all the more, "Crucify him." Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Verse 16. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews." Again and again they struck him on the head with the staff and spat on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. Verse 21. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. And they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each one would get. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "King of the Jews." And they crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads. They said, "So you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he cannot save himself. Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down from the cross that we may see and believe." And those who crucified with him also heaped insults on him. What a day in history. This day is the day of the crucifixion. Jesus could have destroyed the Romans and everyone there. Jesus had the power. He had said to Peter previously, "Peter, I could destroy, I could call on angels." So Jesus went to the cross. Jesus was not murdered. He gave up his life. What is God like? He is a God who gives his life up. And I heard a story from India when the very poor Dalits of India hear that story that a God came down and died for them. Many millions have believed in Jesus Christ. And I think we need to know we have a God who came and died for us, and our hearts be filled with thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Let's thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we want to give up our own rights and our own ways and just say, thank you, Jesus. You are amazing. We're so glad we are believers in Jesus. And I pray you would revolutionize our hearts and minds to be like you, even a little bit more like you today. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm going to write down, wow, what a God we serve, Jesus. Wow, what a God we serve today, Jesus. God bless you all.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.